back. Sabor Latino 100.7 FM. Join us on our website, saborlatinofamilia.com, and our Facebook page,
Sabor Latino Dallas. Pongan sus comentarios. Si quieren mandar un shout out o un anuncio, mándenlos los comentarios o a mi email, djleomixdallas@yahoo.com. También para que puedan mandar todo lo que ustedes piensen de la estación y algún comentario en especial, pues pueden mandarlo por ahí.
And we have Mara in the studio. Hola.
Mara, from Puerto Rico.
The gal that's going to teach us all how to dance.
Of course.
So tell our listeners what you'd like for them to know about your organization.
Well, that's good. I want you to know that if you really like to want to learn something about Puerto Rico, no matter if you're not Puerto Rican, you should go to our webpage and be our friend there.
Cool.
Because we really want to share our heritage, our culture, and definitely we want to educate Puerto Ricans who live here in the United States. And they have kids and everything. So we want to educate them.
Yes.
Because if you said that you're Boricua or Colombian or whatever, you should know something about your history.
I agree.
So yeah, we're going to be in several festivals from now on. Cool. And I really want you to know it if I can have the chance. We're going to be on October 10, Dallas Fiesta Latina. We're going to be there opening. So we're going to be performing at 11 a.m. And actually, we're going to have a workshop at 12:30.
Fiesta Latina, ¿de qué más o menos trata el evento?
Este evento es del DFW International.
Oh, okay.
Y van a ver más de 50 grupos performing.
Latin group, Latin...
Todos latinos, todos grupos folclóricos latinos.
And where is it again?
It's in Dallas. It's in front, it starts everything in front of the catedral.
Downtown.
Guadalupe.
Downtown Dallas.
Okay. Do they have a website?
Yes, you can check in the dfwinternational.org.
Okay, dfwinternational.org. I'm running that down. Awesome. Well, I will come out and take a peek and see what's happening.
Yeah.
And what else?
We do have a festival in New York that we were invited. It's a Latino fest, and that's from the 15th to the 17th in New York City. We're going to be in October 23rd for those who like the... We go to Fest over here.
Uh-huh.
It's the Festival of Puerto Rico and Cuba. We're going to be there in Houston. And we're going to be performing down there.
October
23rd
in Houston.
Yes.
And where is that exactly? You know?
You'll
have to let us know.
No, Mary, really, I don't know exactly.
DJ Leo will have to get the details for us.
I don't know.
But you just need to mark your calendars, listeners, for October 23rd for a road trip down to Houston.
But you can check that on Facebook as well. So
okay.
So
your Facebook site name is what? Latin?
Facebook site?
Uh-huh.
It's Latin Mix Danza.
Okay.
So...
Got
ahí
it.
También pueden checar toda la información.
Yes, everything.
All right, so listeners, check out the Facebook page, Latin Mix and Danza Cultura, for more info. And she'll post the Houston details on there for you.
And we're going to be part of the Salsa Congress in Dallas.
Oh.
So that's November 11.
Wow, lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff.
We got a lot of things.
Salsa Congress, and where is that?
That's in Dallas.
In Dallas.
I mean, we just...
Keep up on Facebook with all the details again on that one. Well, anyway, but we have lots of great calendar dates here now. So we have October 10th written down here, October 23rd, and November 11th for those that want to...
Muchos eventos. Bastantes eventos para la gente... Que le gusta la salsa y la cultura general.
And Leo's October 8th with Tito Rojas.
Bastantes eventos para October, November, concert.
And can we announce
Congress.
The November one or not yet? Not yet? Well, keep...
Surprise.
You got to keep tuned. You got to keep tuned in because there's another big one coming in November, guys. So.
Quiero hacer una invitación bien grande a todos aquellos estudiantes de salsa y de bailes latinos que quieran acompañarnos al Festival de Salsa y Bachata en Acapulco. en diciembre del 9 al 12. Por favor, comuníquense con nosotros lo antes posible. En octubre estaremos recogiendo el dinero para irnos para Acapulco a salsear y bachatear.
¿Es a Congress?
Yes, it's a Salsa Congress in Acapulco, Mexico. So,
wow, that's a big road trip, listeners.
Come, Tina, come to Mexico. Yes. Cancun?
Acapulco.
Oh, Acapulco. Yeah. Acapulco.
Oh, that's a okay. Beautiful place beautiful. To be,
great,
too.
Great.
Yes.
Ooh,
so
I might have to just think about that one. Do you guys know who Fernando Arrau is?
Yes.
Yes.
This Mexican.
Yes. And he actually is going to be coming back. He kind of fell off the map for a little while there, but he's making a big comeback now, and he's going to be on TV. And it says here that Fernando Arrau returns to TV with his own show starting next week. The program will air at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday on KWHY 22 in Los Angeles. But I would imagine we can get it on the Dish or something like that, right?
So he left Despierta America?
Yes.
I guess so,
In the morning show and the Univision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think his contract ended at the beginning of this year.
I believe
it. And so, and it says that...
The only choice is in Los Angeles, that's it? Only in Los Angeles?
I guess so, but he is touring. I know that he's on the road quite a bit also. I was able to meet him this past summer, last year I should say, in Las Vegas. And so he is touring. But it says here that the first day is September 16th. Mexican Independence Day, so mark your calendars for that. We should just tell our listeners to get their calendars ready every Saturday night, right? All these dates. The official announcement will be made later today. And then according to his representatives, the show aims to have live interaction with the public and will be rotating between studios in Miami and Los Angeles. It says, while it will currently only air in L.A., there are talks to syndicate it in other stations around the country. So there we go. We might even get it here, right?
Right.
It has been more than a year and a half since Fernando was laid off from Univision. Oh, there you go. where he co-hosted Despierta America?
Despierta America.
Despierta.
This is the morning show.
I butchered that one.
That's the morning show, yeah.
Since then, he has been doing comedy shows around the country and launched an online daily show on his website called...
Tenga para que se entretenga.
Tenga para que se entretenga.
That's a mouthful for me. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm
his
sorry.
Website? No?
No, I mean, actually, I think that was a little behind because I didn't know that he wasn't anymore in the Despierta America. So
okay.
For me, is it...
Yeah.
For me, it's early.
Yeah.
I warned the night.
It's too early. Yeah, that's too early for me,
too.
Early. So más música, Leo.
Más música en 100.7 FM. Y recuerde acompañarme los jueves en My Club Martini Village, viernes Isla Mía y los domingos en Ala Migre. Seguimos con más música en 100.7 FM. Sabor Latino.
Make sure, don't go away. Make sure you still stay tuned on the dial 100.7 FM to Crystal the Rock up next. More great salsa, merengue, bachata, música con mensaje aquí, 100.7 FM. Buenas noches.
Regresó el jefe.
Pequeña, los hombres también lloran, pero no lloramos sangre. Se fue y se va, me dejó solo en el camino atrás y que no. Me dijo y sé que dolerá, porque yo la amé, y yo la amé, y mandó al demonio el sentimiento, no le importó mi sufrimiento. Llevamos mujer.
Tumbao, ¿a quién? ¿A quién no le gusta este tumbao? ¿A Soy como un niño dormido que puede despertarse con apenas solo un ruido. Cuando menos te lo esperas, cuando menos lo imagino, sé que un día no me aguanto y voy y te miro. Y te lo digo a los gritos y te ríes y me tomas por un loco atrevido. Pues no sabes cuánto tiempo en mis sueños has vivido. Me sospechas cuando te nombré.
Una desolación, soy como un lamento, lamento.
corazón idiota siempre brillará.
Right after Sabor Latino tonight at 10:30 p.m. for more great salsa, merengue, bachata, when our program continues with Crystal the Rock, Music with a Message, here on 100.7 FM KWRD.